Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's Mesa City Council meeting for, what is this, Monday, April 18th, 2011. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve as mayor and to conduct tonight's meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Dr. Blaine Mays, a senior minister of the Community Church of New Thought. And after Dr. Mays, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Scout Logan Fowler from Troop 301. If you would please rise for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father of each of us, we give thanks that your spirit of wisdom moves through each one here this evening, that the decisions are made that are for the greatest good and the highest good of the citizens of the city of Mesa. We know that your spirit is ever with us and upon us. We are receptive to it, we're responsive to it, and we are grateful. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Each year in Mesa, we have the opportunity to celebrate a lot of things. When I was a kid, we did this all the time, and it's for some reason we sort of forgotten about it. But now we have an opportunity to celebrate Arbor Day. And we'd like to introduce to you Sheridan Myers, who's a senior at Mountain View High School. Sheridan, want to come on up? And Donna DeFrancesco and Mr. Boucher is not here?
Right.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Whereas Mesa is a city that provides services and programs to enrich our quality of life and maximize the resources available to benefit the community, and planting trees renews our resources by providing economical and ecological contributions to our urban forestry, such as providing oxygen, reducing greenhouse gases, and supplying food and shelter to wildlife. And trees are not only vital resources, but environmental workers that purify the water and air, reduce erosion of our soils, and provide shade and wind barriers that conserve energy. And trees in our city increase property values, buffer traffic noises, enhance the economic vitality of our business areas, and create beautiful landscapes in our parks and right-of-ways to make our community even more livable. And Mesa continues to grow, and planting trees is a means of preserving and enhancing the natural beauty Mesa holds. And citizens are assured that these trees are protected and will receive the proper maintenance in the years ahead. And we gratefully acknowledge the vision of leaders past who gave us the gift of the trees that we enjoy today. And programs like the Tree City USA and Arbor Day are opportunities for us to plant and maintain trees for the future and encourage all of our citizens to participate in the celebration of this occasion and realize its importance.
Good job. So they're waiting there. All right. Donnie, you want to say anything?
Well, I think just we really want to thank Sheridan for joining us today. She's a senior at Mountain View High School. Her dad works at a tree company, and she's kind of following in his footsteps, and I just think we're very excited that it gives us the opportunity to get our community involved. We have lots of Arbor Day activities that are coming up for April 29th. We just got our plaque and our signs and a flag that's flying up at the Central Library that all proclaim that we are now Tree City USA, so just very excited to, we really thank all the support from all mayor and council to move forward on this effort. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Sheridan.
Thanks.
And thanks to all for the effort to proclaim Arbor Day. Like I said, I remember going out in the playground every day and planting a tree, and I have no idea how many of those died. You're supposed to say, Councilman Richards, well, considering that you probably have been in elementary school, they've probably already died of old age. I would agree with that.
Second.
They're all alive.
Yes.
And thriving.
And thriving.
Okay. The next honor we have is a very special honor. A little over a month ago, the Mountain View Toro basketball team did something pretty spectacular. And that was they won the Class 5A1 state championship. And, you know, that's in its of itself is a pretty spectacular accomplishment. But Mountain View, being the school that it is, never does anything normal, right, or average. That was the seventh state high school champion basketball championship. And when you go into the Mountain View gym, I think we're almost out of wall space for the number of accolades and championships and contests which Mountain View has won. And we're always proud of our youth and what they do. We especially want to recognize the Mountain View Toro basketball team today. So we're going to introduce Sean Rusted, who's the athletic director of Mountain View. Sean, you want to come down here? And Coach Gary Ernst, both of you get to come down here. And while they're coming down, I'm going to read the proclamation we have here that I had the great honor of signing, and that was, whereas Mountain View High School opened in the city of Mesa in 1976 and is currently under the direction of Principal Craig Lukatich, and whereas Mountain View High School is nationally acclaimed for its academic and athletic achievements, and the Mountain View Toros have produced several top college and professional athletes, and Sports Illustrated placed Mountain View on the top 25 high school athletic programs in the nation list, and Coach Gary Ernst leads the Mountain View Toros boys basketball team in athletic excellence, and whereas the Mountain View Toros boys basketball has won seven state championships in 1995, 98, 99, and then this is the special one, a three-peat, 2005, 6, 7. What happened, Coach? Took you 4 years to bring back in. Bad coaching. And once again, in 2011, by virtue of my authority, I proclaim today, Monday, April 18th, 2011, is Mountain View Toros Day. And Coach, congratulations. And you guys look great, and would like you to introduce everyone on the team, Coach, if you could.
I will. If I make one comment first, though, I remember days many years ago when I was coaching at Chandler High School, I coached against the mayor.
He did.
That was a long time ago.
Many years and a few pounds ago, yeah, for me.
I wasn't going to say that.
Everyone was thinking it.
Okay. Would like to say first, just today I received from the AIA, just to let you know what kind of kids these are, they give certificates to high achievers academically. 11 of these players received certificates that place them 3.5 grade point average or higher. And they also give a certificate for teams that have an average of 3.5 or better, and every member of the team also achieved that, where some didn't quite achieve 3.5. Others, like Mark, was a 4.5 student, Matt was a 4.2, and I know there's some other ones with really high grade point averages as well, but they're not just good basketball players. These are really, really good young men, so I'm proud to be associated with them.
They've obviously lowered the standard since I was in school, because I never even came close to those kind of things. It's got to be the program, right?
I don't know why. It's just good kids.
Great kids.
Mr. Rustad is our AD, does a great job at Mountain View High School with all of our athletic teams, and appreciate him coming down here making a long day even longer, but thank you for coming down. Senior to your right, Lauren Benally. Lauren's headed to ASU. He's going to get involved with their engineering program. Scott Cook, our littlest one, all 6'10 of Scott, did a great job for us this year. He's a senior. And we have Jaron Sweeney, who was first-team all-region, player of the year in our region, offensive player of the year in our region. He's going to BYU to play basketball. Then we have Walker Sandstrom. Pressure's on here. Walker Sandstrom, who's been our program for 3 years. He's a senior, did a great job for us. Mark Mizuko, our starting point guard right here, also, as I said, a 4.5 student going to ASU into nursing, which will eventually lead him into the medical profession, wants to be a doctor someday. Nate Bond was one of our junior guards. He's now on the volleyball team. He's going to try to do the same thing. They've got a very good chance to do it. Kyle Bingham, another one of our little guys. He's a starting forward for us and did a great job as a starter. Jeff Kerr, a junior point guard. Jeff got hurt halfway through the year after we, in fact, his last game was our loss to Mesa High, and we had to kind of move everybody around because we lost him for the season, but we are anxious to have him back next year. Matt Martin just received an appointment to the Coast Guard Academy, which is a $300,000 scholarship. So we're really proud of what he's accomplished. Zach Steiner, also a volleyball player, he's a junior, will be back next year. Mitch Wallace, my wife's favorite player because he has red hair. She does. Yeah. So.
There is a camaraderie with redheads.
Cam Boone, junior, we're excited to have him back. He'll be one of the best players in the state of Arizona. Well, he was this year, he'll be one of the best again next year. And then Mitch Tetchner, junior guard as well. Sam Camp could not be here tonight. He's a senior. And then also Joe Clark, a junior guard, is not able to attend. So this is the team, and we thank you for bringing us down here tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And if you'd stay there for a second while everyone gives you another hand, they were nice enough. We got this. I'm not going to put it on. And we want to get a picture with everybody. Okay? You could? Oh, that's not painful at all. Although I was played on a state runner-up team, never on a championship team. It was tough. Great kids. Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is our consent agenda. And our consent agenda will be read in by Mr. Kevin Christopher. Thank you very much. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Luke Greenway Post 1 American Legion, one-day charitable event, Saturday, April 23rd, 4155 East Virginia. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Friday, May 6th, 1 to 270 West Main Street. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Friday, June 3rd, 1 to 270 West Main Street. Item 3D, act on liquor license for Z Convenience Store, 2114 West Main Street. Item 3E, act on liquor license for Hooters, 1665 South Alma School Road. Item 3F, act on liquor license for Inca Fest, 2909 South Dobson Road, Suite 21. Item 4A, act on contract to replace high-resolution infrared camera for Energy Resources Department. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase pedestrian push-button poles, buttons, and placards for Transportation Department. Item 4C, act on contract for 4 additional heart monitors, defibrillators for the Fire Department. This is funded by fire safety bonds. Item 4D, act to renew term contract for gasoline and diesel fuel for city vehicles as requested by Fleet Services. Item 4F, act on 3-month term contract for ultra-thin bonded wearing course services for Transportation Department. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase 48-volt DC power systems for Communications Department, funded by public safety bonds. Item 4H, act on contract for residential street overlays, Phase 1B, asphalt improvement project. Funding is available in the fiscal year 10-11 transportation operating budget. Item 4I, act on contract for 8-inch high-pressure gas pipeline, project funded from the adopted fiscal year 10-11 gas bond capital program. Item 4J, act on contract for Brown Road wastewater line from Val Vista to Greenfield, project funded from the approved fiscal year 10-11 wastewater capital bond program and the approved fiscal year 10-11 street maintenance operating budget. Item 4K, act on contract for Main Street utility improvements, Phase 2, Mesa Drive to Gilbert Road, and quarter section gas and water line replacement. Project is funded for the utilities work from the preliminary fiscal year 11-12 water and gas bond programs and the storm drain work from the existing storm sewer bond proceeds. Item 4L, act on contract for Adobe Street 36-inch water transmission line and 4-inch gas line. Project funded from the fiscal year 10-11 water bond capital program. Item 5A, act on resolution to extinguish a portion of an existing drainage easement at Crismon Business Park. Item 5B, act on resolution to extinguish a public utilities and facilities easement at 112 West Iron Avenue. Item 5C, Act on Resolution setting May 16, 2011 as a public hearing date for the review and approval of the fiscal year 11-12 Mesa Town Center annual assessments. Item 5D, Act on Resolution approving submittal of grant application by Mesa Police Department to Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation for a mobile camera surveillance system. Item 5E, Act on Resolution approving grant application by Mesa Development and Sustainability Department to Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation for environmental education programs within Mesa Public Schools. Item 5F, Act on Resolution approving grant application by Mesa Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities to Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation for redevelopment of a playground within Los Alamos Park. Item 5G, Act on Resolution approving grant application by Save the Family to Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to provide workforce development services, financial literacy education, and high school dropout prevention courses for homeless families. Item 5H, Act on Resolution approving grant application by Mission of Mercy to Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to support Living with Diabetes program. Item 5I, Act on Resolution approving grant application by Mesa Public Schools to Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation for the first T physical education program. Item 5J, Act on Resolution approving grant application by the Child Crisis Center for Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to provide trauma services for children. Item 5K, Act on Resolution ordering sale of general obligation bonds, Series 2011. Item 5L, Act on Resolution ordering sale of utility systems revenue bonds, Series 2011. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z11-06, 2400 block of South Signal Butte Road for development of memory care facility. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z11-07, 239 and 257 South Power Road for development of a medical office building. And item 7A has been deleted. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member would like removed from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Vice Mayor Summers. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 4E, renewal of a term contract for printing of election publicity pamphlets for the city clerk's office. The purchasing division has recommended authorizing the renewal with Century Graphics for $34,325 annually, including applicable sales taxes and based on estimated requirements. We have a motion to approve this item by Councilmember Richens, a second from Councilmember Summers. Any discussion? Councilmember Finter.
Request to talk.
Oops. Harold, I'm sorry. You got it? You're on?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I asked to have this off the consent agenda. I want to start off by saying, hey, really appreciate our good professional staff. Their recommendation is this is a three-year contract that's expiring, and they're recommending a two-year extension of that, and I understand the rationale. The logic or reasoning where I'm coming from is I never want us to miss an opportunity to put things back out to be to have a bid put on it as a future contract. And I think it's important when you tie up some of these contracts for 5 years in a row, it can be discouraging to local businesses and others. I think the experience has been by the city that this current vendor has done a fine job, and there's nothing disparaging towards them at all. But we are often, all of us, approached by community members and business members and looking for opportunities to be able to vote or participate in some of the contracts that are let. And I was hoping that if we get this out at the three-year term, that we'd have an opportunity for other folks to take a look at that, see if there's a savings. And there may not be. We may have the best bid before us or, the extension portion of it. But again, I think it's a positive, not meant to be anything negative or disparaging to anybody, but that's why I will not be supporting the motion, sir.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments? Please vote. The vote is 5-2 in the affirmative, with Council Members Higgins and Council Member Finter voting nay. The motion carries. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
Request, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.